VCU is one of three medical centers selected to take part in the study.
This study is quite unique. We can't be expected to have patients with major trauma understand informed consent. So this is what's called an exception from informed consent study.
Dr. Bruce Spies is the principal investigator in Richmond.
We firmly believe that the advantages far outweigh the risks. This is not a new pharmaceutical agent. This is an approved blood product.
It is possible for people to opt out.
Those patients who wish to not participate can call the phone number or go online to an email and be able to get a wristband bracelet, which they can wear and be able to opt out of the study.
The phone number is 827-5276. The website is go.vcu.edu/plasma.
We've been interested in using fresh frozen plasma for trauma because the military discovered in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars that early utilization of both fresh frozen plasma and other blood products, but especially fresh frozen plasma, seems to decrease morbidity and mortality after a major battlefield trauma.
It is, Dr. Spies said, the military that's funding the study.
Obviously, the military is not allowed to do their own testing on soldiers in battle. So the military's only way to test medical advances is to go to the civilian world.
The plasma study can't go forward until the public is made as aware as possible of what will be going on.
If the proposed study is approved by the VCU's Institutional Review Board, we will put human plasma onto emergency medical vehicles, the supervisor vehicles, not each individual ambulance, but the supervisor vehicles will carry 2 units of thawed plasma. Those thawed plasmas be kept refrigerated, be ready to go. If somebody's in a major motor vehicle accident, some other major trauma where they've lost a lot of blood and their blood pressure is really decreased and they're in what we call shock, they will be randomized, have a 50-50 chance of getting plasma or saline, which is salt water, the standard therapy, during the time that they're being cared for as they're on their way to the hospital.
Pre-hospital care, he said, is the only thing that will change.
Once they reach the hospital, they'll be cared for as any other major trauma victim patient will be cared for.
Dr. Spies and his team will monitor the progress of the patients.
Our primary outcome that we're looking at is how severe their coagulation dysfunction is, both on arrival and then over the next few days. Obviously, we will keep data about whether they live or die and whether their organs are functioning and how their outcome is. We're hoping and planning that by giving the plasma early, we'll increase and improve the blood pressure of the patients who received the plasma on their way to the hospital. And also, we're hoping to decrease their total amount of blood loss, their coagulation dysfunction, and be able to then hopefully decrease their morbidity and mortality in a larger size study.
John Ogle, WCVE News.